Mark Eckert, ship expert with the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, shares his thoughts on sloops and schooners on the Hudson River.
If you think of the Hudson River as the main street to the colony of New Netherlands and the early colony of New York, and even a main street of sorts into the 19th century, I don't think that would be too much of an exaggeration. If you're trying to get some kind of impression of what the river looked like in the 19th century, at any given time there were 200 or 300 of these vessels in service. You would see a cluster of these in the foreground going about their business, or if they were becalmed, you might have dozens. These were very large vessels. You have rigs that carried over 5,000 square feet of canvas. They're 70 feet long on deck, 25 feet wide, could carry 50 to 100 tons worth of freight. Sloops and schooners were really the tractor trailers of the 19th century. They were owned in most cases independently. They took freight on consignment. They operated in much the same way a lot of our independent truckers operate today. They had their own trucking culture, so to speak, and a network of great friendship, but also competition among themselves. I think really you gain a lot of insight in how freight was moved if you liken them to the 18-wheelers on our interstates today. They were carrying bricks right up to the gunwales, bluestone, Parrot guns from the West Point Foundry in Cold Spring. Ultimately, what drove sloops and schooners off the river were the presence of the large steam tows, which would assemble strings of barges and sailing vessels, and with one towboat, take them up or down the river. Nobody could compete with that, and that was really the beginning of the end for working sail on the Hudson River.